and day because Zimbabwe Mushe Lingali Chona Janum Chokas of Mushe Kwazwai Mure Zimbabwe. Welcome to everybody tuning in right now. Welcome to Live Talk, a The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program, brought to you by Live Talk, Studio 7, a voice of America, Mure Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, March 29, 2022. Chokas of Zimbabwe Mushe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, we welcome you to Live Talk The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, tonight on The Connection, Mudia Zimbabwe, we're going to be speaking to youth who emerged victorious, who won over the weekend at the March 26th by-election. However, the conversation is not just going to be ending there. Mudia Zimbabwe, we're also going to be taking a look at what's happening in Ukraine. We're going to be focusing on the war between Russia and Ukraine, a war which has affected the lives of thousands of African students, amongst them Zimbabweans. So we're going to be speaking to them to hear more about how this war has affected their lives. Now, unfortunately, Mudia Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live as per usual. However, your feedback is still very important, Mudia Zimbabwe. So please continue writing your comments in the comment section because we see that feedback. Please continue sharing the program so that we watch the program in our numbers. And most importantly, However, as we speak, we're broadcasting our conversation on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Ndebele Zulugandaba. For our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. The official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. So, Linga Kofi, if you're a YouTube fanatic and you haven't subscribed, subscribe. And then lastly, for those that like watching the program on our three web pages, we're broadcasting on our three web pages as we speak, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com. So, Linga Kofi, once again, Zulugandaba, ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like. To press that like button, which of Tronot, I was a chocolate in Muria Zimbabwe, Tritose, Panopatrobach, Niki, Sisonke like so, Konapem Sagazoni, where Studio 7. So, Lina Koshi is looking at the Baba Lani Jalama comments, who comment section, Uzas one with Sisonke, who shall the truth, Rabasakula, yo. Now, to delve into tonight's discussion, as usual, we like to kickstart our program with an update of COVID-19 figures. Now, according to the most recent statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has registered 245,927 COVID cases, 237,295 recoveries, and 5,438 deaths. Now, according to the latest information released last night, 107 new cases were detected, 454 recoveries, and zero deaths. To date, 4,971,541 have taken the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And for those that are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19, we're looking at 3,498,431. So those are the latest stats released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Mudia Zimbabwe. The goal is to reach 10 million people fully vaccinated so that Zimbabwe can achieve herd immunity. If you're tuning in right now, Mudia Zimbabwe, you're tuned into Live Talk of The Connection. A shout out there to Mr. T Darira, Swa Inindin Darira, Jazz Signal. They're partnering up with Roots Africa for that important COVID-19 message. And Gezai Maoko Muri Zimbabwe, Linga Kofinjalo, COVID-19, Likiniso, Liko, Naumkushani, COVID-19, Uloke, Kumegila Pambi, Usabalala, Tatim Pilos, Abandu. So we are showing them Pelu Jazz Signal with Gezani Zanja, Linga Minyani, Jalo, Shonipa, Imitator Kona, Kora, Imask. And make sure you practice social distancing. But now to delve into tonight's discussion, Muria Zimbabwe, March 26th, this past Saturday, Zimbabweans really did it all, Muria Zimbabwe. Over the weekend on Saturday, March the 26th, Zimbabweans from several different constituencies took to the polls to determine who would be the next councillor and who would be their next member of parliament. Now, in these 28 constituencies that were up for grabs, the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, really was dominant in these by-elections, marking themselves the official opposition to governing party ZANU-PF, after they managed to grab at least 22 of the 28 National Assembly seats that were up for grabs. And ZANU-PF is the ones that retained the rest, including some which were opposition strongholds that were up for grabs. Now, for more, let us head over to a report that was recently produced by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga, who explains more.
Douglas Monzora's MDC alliance lost all seats to Nelson Chamisa's Citizens Coalition for Change in Zimbabwe's urban areas, but the two where by-elections were held. Monzora says he's now looking forward to 2023 polls and wants electoral reforms.
Come next year, we will be having serious issues regarding the diaspora vote. So people in the diaspora must be allowed to vote, and we must push for these electoral reforms. And I think it is time that political parties, especially in the opposition, must forget their differences when we are dealing with these serious issues of reform.
Chamisa Saidi, his Citizens Coalition for Change party, had issues with the way the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission had run the election, but was happy with the ultimate result.
And the people have expressed themselves. They've said what we want is the face of change. Citizens know their leaders. Citizens know what they want and who they want. And they've made an emphatic statement.
The ruling ZANU-PF party spokesman Christopher Mutsangwa says his party is happy to have retained its two-thirds majority in parliament and gained two urban seats.
The people are rewarding us accordingly. So we are saying to the president, more of the message of progress, more of the message of prosperity, more hope for young people. And that is what is going to win us a tsunami of an election in 2023.
Gibson Nkazino, an independent analyst, sums up what happened over the weekend.
At a national scale, ZANU-PF has shown that it has the capability to mobilize. It still has an appetite to increase and mobilize the voting patterns of its members to win an election. Overall, we can say ZANU-PF it has won because it retained 7 seats and took 2 seats from the opposition to make them 9. Between the Citizens Coalition for Change and the MDC Alliance, this is just a contest to know who carries the history of the opposition in Zimbabwe since 1999. And ultimately, this has shown that it is Nelson Chamisa.
Zimbabwe holds a general elections next year, which the issue of deteriorating economy may decide which way the vote goes. Columbus Mavunga, for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Now, shout out there to Mr. Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent, who was explaining more on the outcome of the March 26 by-elections. But now here at Studio 7, we managed to get a hold of our Mr. Danford Ngatsuore, who was one of the young people that emerged victorious at the March 26 by-elections. He is the former and now the new councillor of Ward 16, Harare West. So we're going to talk about his campaign and what he looks to do for the residents of Ward 16, Harare West. Now, for some people, they're wondering, Mike, why would you say he is the former and now the new? Danford Ngatsuore was amongst some of the opposition members that were recalled. Some were recalled from parliament and some were recalled from council, which is what led to the by-elections that were held over the weekend. So now let's head over to that conversation that I had with Danford Ngatsuore, who talks more, not just about his recalling, but him coming back into office and what he has plans for the residents of Ward 16, Harare West.
No, thank you very much. I actually want to thank my citizens for my work. They've done wonders. It was a tough campaign because that we were campaigning from a new political party which is reformed about 2 months ago. And also we're working from a zero budget. As you are aware, from the former, they've taken everything from us. So it was something which was funded by citizens themselves. So sometimes they honor their promise, sometimes they didn't. But obviously the funding was not up to expectation because the budget was huge. But because we have the support of the citizens, the campaign was made that easier. So what I can say is that we have a classic campaign where we have been engaging every voter in the community. My focus was on the voters. I didn't want to focus more on those people who are yet to register because it was a by-election. So I should make sure that I get contact, I engage every voter. So I had some door-to-doors engaging every person. Which I used the party structures. I also used the engagement through resident associations. I have about 90 suburbs in my ward and 3,400 households. So I used the resident assistance for each suburb to engage voters. So it also bringing results. I also engaged religious groups because we have many churches. I think we have more than 60 Pentecostal churches in this world. So I engaged those people and they also helped me. So my campaign was made it easier because that I didn't have enough resources. So that where we are now, and I'm glad even the results themselves, they are. It means that the residents from what system, they have confidence in me, they have confidence in the CCC party, they have confidence in President Chamisa, which I am really grateful. Because if you look from the previous by-election results, we once held a by-election in this community. Last time, although the previous party didn't contest the MDC in 2014, but during that year in 2014, the by-election was contested by ZANU-PF and other parties. All total of votes were less than 600 votes. The total of votes for the whole by-election. But for this by-election, it was 4,000 plus voters who come out to vote in a single ward. Or at least in other constituencies, it was the total number of voters who cast their vote using that number. So from my view, I'm impressed with the turnout from the residents.
All right, Danford, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. One thing you just highlighted in your initial statement here is that you employed tactics that were based on communicating with registered voters within your constituency, which was a very good tactic, clearly, because that's why you won. But now talk to us about the importance of communicating with them and ensuring that they go out and vote.
After the illegal recall from the former party, I continue engaging residents. I continue assisting where I can. So it made me easier to engage with every voter in the community because already there was a communication, there was a contact. And also because I use the local citizens, local residents in the locality of the each suburb. So it makes me easier because I didn't want people who want transport maybe to go and mobilize because I'll be using the people from that locality.
Now, Danford, we have highlighted here that you're returning to public office, but this isn't your first time in public office. You're returning to a seat that you previously retained before you were recalled. Talk to us about what you plan on doing differently this time now that you're back in council.
Definitely, we now have a new matter, new strategy. We are now saying citizens first. So whatever the decision that we are going to make at the council level, we should include citizens. by consultation and also asking for their input. So there's no difference. When we used to have city meetings maybe once a year or whatever, although at personal level, I've done many city meetings during my period in council. But obviously, around the national is different again because we are now putting citizens on the center of every decision making. So obviously, there will be a difference. Why put citizens on the center? Where we are failing to offer solutions, we should ask citizens, what can we do on this particular issue? Citizens might have a solution, and the council might also try to implement that from the citizens. So obviously, by engaging citizens, they will be part of the solution. Mm-hmm. So obviously, this one is not a different strategy as we move forward.
Danford, experts say your first 100 days in office are arguably the most important in terms of setting precedents. So your, I guess, constituency understands more in terms of what your vision is. So talk to us about your plan for your first 100 days in office.
During my campaign, to be honest with you, I didn't promise anything to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
Because my previous term was cut short by the illegal liquor. So during this term, I didn't even promise anything to the residents. But what I promised in 2018 is a continuation of what I promised. There are the things that I implemented, there are the things that I achieved during my 1 year, 4 months in the council. So this is the thing which I have carried over as we move towards 2018. But I'm glad during that 1 year, 4 months, the number of achievements that I have made. One, people have been complaining in this community about a community hall. There's no community hall. Most cases have been coming and going, coming in and out, but without solving that issue. But during that 1 year, 4 months, I am glad we have secured the place, the ground, so that at least the plan has now been approved during my tenure when I was still in the office. And that plan is now available. Obviously, the new issue is now is to try to find a contractor or a partnership so that at least we can build that in that community hall. So maybe what I focus more in this period maybe is to do the groundbreaking, so at least you can also invite other players to support this thing. So to me, it's an achievement because community was something which benefits the community, because it's something which is cheaper if it is a community hall from council. While at least other people, when they want to do their weddings or even meetings, it will be easier for them, even churches. So to me, it's an achievement because people have been complaining about that issue. And that's the same thing. Then the other issue is the issue of Sendosa and water. Serious improvement of water in Sendosa and other areas in Neboren, around Neboren area. Reason being, when I was elected, my first task was to find a solution to the water crisis. So what I done, I invited all stakeholders, all residents, Mayor Gomba by then, other engineers, director of works, director of water. We had a meeting in Neboren, this office, to come up with a solution. There are suggestions, and we implement each of the suggestions, and we are glad. After 2020, before even my legal recall, there was an improvement in Sendosa. That issue again, reasons are happy because it took about 17 years for them without their water, but it was implemented within 1 year, 6 months. Then the other issue of COVID, for 2 years, people have been suffering with COVID because government failed to give some questioning to vendors, informal traders, as they are promised. So you know, bless the community, the church, the business, and they give us many food staff in the hampers. So we donated those hampers to the elderly, people living with disability, so on and so forth. Anyway, during that period, about nearly 5,000 households benefited from that program that we did, although that program benefited also 141 in Maupura. So these are some of the issues. Then the other issue is the issue of dam clearing. When I was elected, there was a lot of dam in the community. So during that period between 2018 and 2019, the serious cleanup campaign, which I invited stakeholders, the residents, and also other bodies in the council. And we managed to clear all dam sites. Although right now they have still resurfaced, but obviously because there was no one, there was no representation in the council. So there are many achievements, which also include even employment. Because of serious employment, there's serious drug abuse, people are, especially the youth. So I engaged the business in our community. You know, you understand the brain, most of the people, they changed their houses into commercial purposes. So they are now running businesses. There's also another Bluff Industrial Park, which is also in the community. We wrote a letter to all the CEOs and general managers to say, if you have an employment opportunity, can you consider the local? And they were great. During that period, almost nearly 80 benefit, benefited from that thing, including those from civil sector, from the guards, the security. So these are the issues that I achieved during that period. So when I want to finish this term, because to me it's more like a promise from that former party, obviously I will be coming this time around with a new jacket, with a new strategy, new party, or even new vision, because we're now putting on the center. So I expect during that period of 1 year, 3 months, I should be able to implement all the remaining areas.
Mm-hmm.
Which also includes the issue of road maintenance, specialized, and so forth. But the issue of road maintenance is a very complex issue. It's very serious because money is being collected by SNARA instead of arrest, of course, to repair roads. So obviously, there is need for us to engage at the level of government and also SNARA, at least. We expose certain things because we cannot take responsibility to the things we are not supposed to take responsibility. So if it means it's NARA to take over the vehicle license and also even the road maintenance, be it. And on the issue of the street light, you are aware, ZESA took over everything from Canton long back, and they remained, the city of Harare remained within street lights. Only street lights is the thing that we are supposed to repair as Canton. But this is the only thing which doesn't bring even revenue. So these are things which we also need to interrogate as we move forward. It's possible ZESA should take over everything, but they are taking over the electricity from domestic and also from the commercial. If possible, they should take over the repair of electricity in at least the full responsibility, because there's no reason that is coming from those streetlights. So these are the issues that we need to interrogate. And the issue of water and other issues. So there are many issues that we intend to try and solve. But obviously, we cannot solve everything because of the limited time ahead of 2020.
What about the youth, Denford? You briefly touched on the youth there, but this is a youth program, so I want to delve deeper in that one. As we approach your 100 days, as we delve into your 100 days, sorry, you just started, what exactly do you have planned for the youth?
What I need to prioritize is about the issue of equipping the youth with the right skills.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things that we intend to do so that at least every youth can try to do something. This will limit drug abuse. This will limit even marijuana cases. This will remove marijuana cases. So there are many training schools. We actually on driving school lessons for the youth so that at least they can also get something to do. So this program can also be a continuation as we go towards the 2023 or moving forward. So our issue mainly will continue with the youth engagement platforms, where we see what we don't want currently, because we are now with the new information, we don't want to impose the programs. Every program should come from the youth engagement. So we are going to have a youth consultative meetings in the community very soon, where we share ideas, where we present the problems, and the solutions should come from the youth, and it will be our responsibility to implement those things. So this program can also benefit the women and so forth.
I want to talk to you, Denford. Let me hold you on the line there, so that I can translate our entire conversation for our Ndebele audience. And then when I come back to you, we're going to wrap up this conversation. Zulugandaba yebo, Zulugandaba, sithandubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Sikhuluma nje, sixoxa losakhulayo, uDenford Ngatsuore oyebandla le-CCC. Nguye osengukhansela ku-Ward 16 eHarare West. Unqobe kukhetho lwama-by-elections kumuntu ongisakhulayo silayo kuhlelo. Sike sambuzo, sesimbuzile izinto eziningi uDenford Ngatsuore mayelana ngomkankaso wakhe njalo ukuthi yena ukhangela ukwenza izinto ezinjani ukuthuthukisa impilo zabasakhulayo, impilo zezakhamizi zonke abasakhulayo, abantu abadala, abantu abesifazane. Yena uDenford uyasho ngempela ukuthi uthabe kakhulu ukuthi nguye onqobe kukhetho lolu ngenxa yokuthi njengoba ibandla le-CCC elikhokhelwa ngu-Advocate Nelson Chamisa bengela imali eningi, uyasho ngempela ukuthi yena ikhampeyini yakhe ubengela imali eningi, kodwa usekelo lwezakhamizi lumsize kakhulu ukuthi ayenelise ukunqoba kukhetho lolu ikakhulukazi usekelo oluvela kuma-church. Uphinde ngiphinde ngambuza ngempela ukuthi njengoba nguye onqobe kukhetho lolu lwama-by-elections, kuyini akhangelela ukwenzela izakhamizi zeHarare West? Uyasho ngempela ukuthi njengoba nguye onqobe uza qhakathekisa izinto ezifana logesi, ama-street lights, ukutholakala kwamanzi, njalo ukuthi kube le nhlelo ezikhona eHarare West ezijonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo kanye labesifazane, ikakhulukazi nxa sisikhangela inhlelo ezilakho ukubona ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo ontanga balakho ukuthola indlela zokuziphandela ukuthi bayenelise ukwenza imali zokuziphilisa. So yikho kusanda ukusho ngumnumzana uDanford Nkatsore, nguye onqobe kukhetho lwama-by-elections at Harare West, Ward 16. Mkoma Danford, tu ya kwa mure tichipete edu urukuro edu ngati mbozi ya inyayi ni rimiro amai. Tu tangane kuti makuru koto ni kubudira msaru tuze ma by elections. Ndanchi kumro kutu muzo wa tere kana watu wa gari we mna raonde yungu kuti zizwa makawa rongera sezo ntimika masaru tuwa kutumuwe kansa.
Chukutana, yungu kwa mna raonda, ndina kwa kwa promisa mwini 2018. Zinizo, zote kwa ndipezise. Kufuma pali andakandiri. Reason being the kutizo, my team was cut short. So pandruku toka izvezvi. Ndiri kundo pezisa zvinizvozvo. Pandai kampena pa election inei. Andaku pira ndapezisa anything. Andaku promisa promisa anything. Kikon ndakambo promisa in 2018. Ndika deliver zvimwe. Ndaka deliver. So ipa pandaka zoka ipapo. Ndakanda mulevo yekutizo. Ndikwanisa kuti ndipezisa team iyoyo. Ndikwanisa kuti deliver. Ndiri ndakato deliver panguva iyoyo. So this is pandiri kuenda. But pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvandinoziva ndaka deliver. Zvinosanganisira kupisa marara mucommunity muna 2018. Ndaka deliver zvakare. Zvinosanganisira nyaya yecommunity wall. Munoziva kuti mumucommunity hamuna community wall. Kubva kuwest kusvika kuti kumaobora hatina community wall. So it's a challenge. Maresident vaitaura kuti aiwa, can you help us to have a community wall? So during my term, 1 year, 4 months, ndakwanisa kuita kuti pipe planning ikaapprova for community wall. And I'm really grateful. So if possible, ndakwanisa kuita groundbreaking. The community hall, then we look for partnership. Papa Nia Zakari in Chokita, Nemam, street lights, Nemak, the lights, and Richard. I push with the Mama traffic lights when the Zumba Zakasia. So this is the right, and the continuation as we move forward. So there are many projects that the right ticket, Nagachiva, a 1 year format.
Mkoma Danford, Mungori Nekore, Rimwe Chete, Murum office up until 2023. Apo Mchangem Chukuku Zakari, Musaruto. Zema general elections kuna 2023. Zvii zvamakatarisira kuitira vagari vemunharaunda yenyu kuitira kuti vakusarudzei zvekare apo muchange muchikwikwidza muna 2023.
Chokutanga ndinopesa temu. Pandinopesa temu ndinotarisira kuti izvo pane nyaya inechokuita nemvura. Pakaimprova mvura muSendosa. Sokutaura kanambaita kuti Sendosa yange isina mvura for 17 years. But after down the man and my engineer and my local experts, I got up a meeting by this office. So I got one number. That is 1 hour 24/4. It was 1 hour in 2020. So when you send those houses, especially when I take with Trafalgar and so on, they are really grateful because in Damzigora, I thought even when I came in 2018. So Damzigora, I got to renew my areas and don't depend this so that at least when you are worried about it. So Nyaya water, but when Nyaya Zakari, you want to eat with Nyaya, you can see infrastructure emperor. My pipe, my undergrad pipes are government, the council. Pakambochinja manda kana kuna nabiro kenora kuna 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 pipes kuna 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 tinofanira kuri kuti anezinara kuti zinara itore full responsibility painotora mari yotora futi nemarozi kugadzira kwacho oro vanodzora kuti vavarare so that we take responsibility.
Now, as we wrap up, Mr. Ndatsuwari, I'd like to, I guess, wrap up in English here so that everybody understands what you're saying. One thing you've highlighted throughout this conversation is the power of the citizens or the power of residents in ensuring that if they really want a candidate, they can make sure that that candidate is successful, especially considering the campaign that you ran with a very minimum budget. What words do you have for the youth who are yet to register to vote, especially looking at the fact that we're now focusing on 2023. What words would you have for the youth and, I guess, your residents who are going to be supporting you again in 2023?
Blitz is coming in April. We're going to have a program. I took it on a blitz to an Arizona voter. Some sender Jawia, Namajana Bamian Brand Shops, Muno SM, my youth SM, my ASIC, my chase, you my vendor, Muno SM, Arizona voter, Tekasinica. Thank you.
I am Zulukanda Balisanduzo Ingoko Engenze, Lord Denford Ndatsuwari Osakhulayo, Webandlele CCC. He is the new councillor of Ward 16, Harare West. Congratulations, Mr. Ndatsuwari, one more time there. And congratulations to all the young people that emerged victorious and are going to be representatives in parliament and representatives in council. But Muriye Zimbabwe, Ingoko, through our conversation about the by-election doesn't just end here with Mr. Ndatsuwari. I also reached out to Nigel Ndlovu. We've had him on the show. He's a friend of the show, speaking about the by-elections. Now, Nigel Ndlovu, for those who do not know about him, he's a youth rights activist, and he was also a polling agent at Makwerekwe for these by-elections. So let's head over to a conversation that I had with Nigel, whereby he tells me more about what he saw at his polling station, and of course, his thoughts on how this by-election could be a reflection of the 2023 elections.
So we need a by-election over the weekend. And it turned out Javantu wasn't what we expected in the political environment in Zimbabwe. We thought Javantu was a Puma, a voter. We were talking about a voter. Apart is key, so affect abantu abaningi eZimbabwe, abantu abasafunge izinto zepolitics. Sebekhethe ukuthi bezihlalele bebukele. Yikho kwenzakale enye weekend day. Kodwa kulamanye ama-factors a-affecte i-by-election day. Okunye ikhonokho ukuthi even lo mkhathi, ngokukhayela umkhathi, izulu belisina kakhulu nge-weekend. So abantu vele bahle bakhethe uzihlalele endlini. And then any challenge we call like what is it? I saw Zangaya inform Avantu Gucci Avantava register. Is it after 20 November 2020? The Ativa Kwanisuki participate in Uma by elections now. So Mbole, Uti name, any name, especially youth, if you say the in the city, is the Kibachan which our source of the Kwanisuku voter and our voter over Avani register last year. So I'm up by elections. I think that the funa is a cut to funa avant register before 20 November 2020, which was a big disappointment, especially for China, Labanyama and other justices and who mobilize a my authority in vote even ama NGOs now. I think I have seven that I could watch is a multi especially in time quantity who participate in my by elections.
Hayi, siyabonga Nigel ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo kanye namazwi akho. Uthintile udaba oluqakathekile ngempela, udaba lolwazi emayelana ngohlelo lokuvota. Ubona ngani uZulu sokumele aqakathekise inhlelo lezina ikakhulukazi njengoba sesilungiselela ukhetho luka-2023?
I think i-challenge ekhona ngithi lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu abaningi abala ulwazi i-voter education ayikho. Over the weekend, I also witnessed a lot of people being turned away because they thought their ward was voting, whereas it wasn't. For instance, we had 29, bringing by-election. By-election, we had 18. So we told them to go at 29, and we are at 18 in a city of Funugo vote. So there's a lot of voter education which needs to be done, especially, I think, our political parties must be helped by even its and then Lama NGOs. actually everyone also in Zimbabwe must all of us need a voter education in the Gama elections. Women is a more party social, which is a more from the social, because I want to have a name in terms of even which he rolled the MP, he win, he rolled the councillor, he win. Abantu abaningi abakwazi bafunguhamba besiya vota nxa bekwazi ukuthi uvotwa nini lokuthi by election inini. So there are so many loopholes ku system yethu ukuthi our people don't even know what they are voting for, one. Our people don't even know the processes or what ZEC is supposed to do, the mandate is ZEC. People don't even know. So there's a lot of, like, I think the government has to roll out a massive voter education program before even 2023 so that we have free and stay in credible elections. It's pointless to have elections, which is still with Amanda Bay. I think it was about the census quarters of Walter Sivangai. What are the rates? We are close to 15 million. So I told Amanda Banding about voting or what Avala Luan, which is a big hindrance. Amanda Bay voter, even Avachona voter over and over again. People are loyal to political parties, people are loyal to certain individuals. So I think if we are to see real change in Zimbabwe, we need our people to be educated, especially. What more, we've got a serious problem. People don't know. People don't know, and it's going to really affect 2023 as well.
Nigel, what exactly were your thoughts on ukuphatheka kwabatsha abantu abasakhulayo kukhetho olusanda kudlula ukhetho lwama-by-elections?
Well, like I said previously, a lot of young people were turned away. So a lot of young people did not participate. For instance, I was a polling agent, Makwekwe, who was 18, and what I witnessed was very disappointing. I think I saw less than 20 young people coming to vote. The majority was the elder. We had about polling station young with about 6 assisted voters. People are around 80, 90 years old. So it's really disappointing for young people not to participate. I was in 2018. There were 900 and something registered voters who polling station Mkhali A. We have 176, which means the 48 was less than 40%, I think. It's really disappointing because people didn't turn up and a lot of young people didn't turn up. Those who were there, even the polling agents, it's really disappointing over I'm born among youth in Ghana politics, and I think women is cut up in politics. Even organization, observer, now of politics. And I think Lama Utevena was Utama by elections.
Now, Nigel, lapha bengicela ukuthi uphendule ngesiNgisi so that everybody understands. When we were watching the rallies, held by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, held by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and the candidates themselves that were competing in the by-elections, we were seeing a large turnout of people at these rallies. However, you and other polling agents have highlighted one thing, is that the turnout of voters was very low. Tell us, what exactly happened to the people?
Well, when we look at what's on the ground, and I think what I can say is the political landscape is different on social media. It's also different on the ground when we talk about grassroots. The people who actually go and vote are not the people you see in rallies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just go to rallies to see the leader of a certain political party. But that does not mean those people in the rallies are the people who are going to participate in the voting process. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of voter apathy, a lot of people, especially this side in Machiavellian, people, I think most people have given up in politics. And I think it's high time as political parties, as political leaders to try and reignite the fire in people so that people participate in this important process, the electoral process, because this is what we want. We want people to choose the leaders they want. We want people to choose competent leaders. So if people don't participate, we'll have a disaster in local government. We'll also have a disaster in national government because we're having the same people voting and the same people voting for the same people who are corrupt, the same people won't deliver. So I think we really need a massive voter education program, maybe to be rolled out by the government. And we also need CSOs to also come on board. We also need churches. We also need individuals who are aware about the political landscape, who are aware about voter education and what the people need to know in terms of the information which they need to know when it comes to elections and government processes.
Now, Nigel, the by-elections have come and gone, but campaigning will obviously continue, including from people who just entered into, public office. What words of advice would you have for the youth who are going to be observing this entire period between now and the 2023 general elections?
Well, what I would say to young people, I would love to really encourage young people to participate in politics. Politics means our future. Politics is about now. Politics is about what are you going to vote for. Politics is about your hospital. Politics is about your new school. Politics is about your job. Politics is about, politics is everything. So I would love to see young people participating not only in political parties. Young people also need to be there as observers. Young people need to be there as activists, speaking out against some bad political practices in the country. And I would love to encourage youth in Makwekwe, especially youth in even in Pakose, youth from around Zimbabwe. I was with Studio 7, I told her that I was in the Mapangeni. Ontanga, youth 18 to 35, ukhona uzibone ngani ule fire, ulomlilo phakathi kwakho enhliziyweni yakho ukuthi ufuna ukubona izwe lakho litshintsha, ngena kupolitics, ngena kuphathi, awulanda ukuthi usapota iphi party, kodwa asihlanganiseni amakhanda, kube leunity of purpose, sifakeni abantu abazadiliva, ayikhona ukuthi siphombe ukuvotela ukuthi le yiphathi le. So ngicela ukuthi abantu abancane bengene emaphathini, silungiseni izinto kumaphathi okokuqala, and then sibe sesilungise izinto ezigabeni zethu.
Now, Nigel, you just touched on something there that I really would like to expand on. Angikubuze kancane mnumzana ukuthi ungathini to umuntu osakhulayo yena ubona ngane zombusazwa kasifuni. Yena uthi hayi, all he wants is ukuthola umsebenzi njalo indlela zokuzithuthukisa empilweni and live in a very conducive environment. Kodwa njengokukhuthaza kwakho yena uthi indaba zombusazwe yena kasifuni. What would you say to umuntu onjalo, olombono onjalo?
Ngiyabonga for umbuzo lo mfowethu Mike. Into engihlekisayo ukuthi abantu bayakhala ngomsebenzi, especially thina ontanga siyakhala ngomsebenzi, sikhala ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi iZimbabwe ilunge, kodwa asifuni ukuparticipate endaweni zombangazo, endaweni zepolitics. Lo muntu, lo ntanga, lo youth othi mina ngifuna ukungena kupolitics, akuncedi lokho. Mina ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi ulilungele lakho, it's your duty as a young person ukuthi ulungisise izinto. Njalo nxa ungaphongukuhlala ngiyeni, ungaphongukuhlala emgelweni, uphongukucomplaina, ungaparticipate kupolitics, ngokwakho kuza kwafekta. Kodwa ungangena kupolitics either way, whether uhlezi endlini uyaparticipata kumba uparticipate, ipolitics iyakuafekt. Awusoze uthole umsebenzi nxa ungafakanga umuntu right esikhundleni. Awusoze uthole umsebenzi xa ungaparticipate endabeni ze-constitution making process, endabeni ze-governance. Awusoze impilo yakho ayisoze ithuthuke. So ngizathi umcabango lo awulunganga nxa ungumntanga, especially nxa ungumntanga oseZimbabwe. Izinto zinzima and siyakwazi ukuthi the root cause of our problem is our political arena, it's the political field, it's the political playing field. And why isn't it doing it right? I want to enjoy it. I'm not sure if you're a politician. Either way, we are participating or participate, politics will always affect you.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, shout out there to Nigel and Clove, who was joining us at Lapa Gushelo Lechulaba Sapulayo, Gushelo The Connection. Now, Maria Zimbabwe, as we wrap up tonight's show and reach the tail end of the show, I want to shift focus from the by-elections in Zimbabwe to Ukraine, an East European nation that is currently experiencing ongoing military aggression from their neighbor, Russia. Now, over the past month, the world's eyes have been on Ukraine, not just Africa, not just America, not just Europe, but the entire globe has been focusing on Ukraine as the East European nation is currently facing ongoing military aggression from its neighbor, Russia. Now, as this war started, and as I highlighted a couple of weeks back when we focused on the war in Ukraine, when this war started, Maria Zimbabwe, it has impacted the lives of thousands of African students who are all based in Ukraine, who all turned to Ukraine for a better education. But now a lot of these African students, amongst them Zimbabweans, I have been forced to flee the Eastern European nation and seek of safety. Now, a lot of them are still in Europe. Some are still in Ukraine, which you're going to hear more from. And some have been able to return home and are continuing their studies online. But to hear more about how this war has impacted the lives of African students, before we delve into our conversation with Tinashe Chamunorwa, who is the young person we're going to be speaking to who managed to flee this war, let's head over to a video report that we have whereby African students who are still in Ukraine in the midst of the war speak more on their experiences.
Lizzie Ogaji searches through her phone for an update on the war in Ukraine, hoping for positive news, but finding little to lift her hopes. Her brothers trapped in Kherson, a Ukrainian city occupied by invading Russian forces. She says he tried to escape the war-torn city this week, but was turned around by the Russian military.
I am worried, like seriously worried, because each time I turn to the television, turn to the channel, listen to the scene, the headlines and the news, in short, my heart aches.
Kherson fell to Russian forces in early March, days after the invasion started, trapping hundreds of international students like Ogaji's brother in the city. For weeks, they have been living in extremely cold bomb shelters with limited access to food, medicines, and the internet. Nigerian authorities have promised to evacuate the students, but say that can only happen with a ceasefire in place. Many students have been making individual escape attempts. Jerry Kenny, who mobilized a pack of foreign nationals trapped in Kherson, just made it out.
We ran out of food, water, and I was out of cash.
Some other students escaping Kherson have received aid from non-profit groups trying to evacuate foreign nationals from the city. Danielle Onyekwere from U.S.-based Diaspora Relief says the evacuations are risky and expensive.
Right now, we're not going off of any safe corridor. There is no humanitarian corridor as of this time. What we're going off with is just routes that we know locals have taken that they made it. So it's still a risk on its own, but it's just like, why not try then, you know, still stay stranded there while we're waiting on negotiations, especially if things are getting worse.
For now, Ogaji's brother remains stuck in Ukraine, but she says her daily communication with him gives her family hope.
He never gave all... He never shown any negative feelings of the situation in Ukraine. So he always encouraged me. He would say, don't worry, sis, I will be fine.
No one knows if a ceasefire will be agreed upon anytime soon.
For now, an escape attempt might be his only chance to leave Kherson. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
You heard there from African students, Maria Zimbabwe, speaking for themselves, talking about their experiences as who are still in Ukraine amidst this ongoing Russian aggression. But now let us head over to the conversation that I had with Tinashe Chamunorwa, who is a young Zimbabwean. We had him on the show a couple of weeks back talking, and at the time he was still in Ukraine. Now Tinashe has safely evacuated Ukraine and is now in South Africa. So I talked to Tinashe about his experience as he moves from one point to the other and as he fled the war. So let's hear more from Tinashe Chamunorwa.
Okay. So after that interview, I think I then decided to move from Ukraine because of the situation that there seemed to be no changes. So I then decided to leave Ukraine, but I still, I mean, my city was still safe. So I just decided to move because there were no changes, and my dean helped me to get like a private car to the border of Slovakia. So I moved to Slovakia, and then when I got to Slovakia, there were like a refugee camp, and there were like free buses that would take us to any city that we wished to go. So like everything was okay, and the people they took good care of us. And so after that, I stayed in Slovakia for like a day, and then I decided to go to Hungary because my friends were in Hungary and they were saying that Hungary is good. So I then went to Hungary. There's also there was this agent that I was talking to. She was working with the ambassador, and that ambassador is like from Zim, so she's the one that helped most Zimbabweans get like free tickets from any location that should be like any self-location that should be beat, Hungary, beat Romania, or whatever. So yeah, when I go to Hungary, I met the people and they helped me get my ticket. So I stayed in Hungary for like 5 days because I think there were no tickets like for like those days. So I waited for like 5 days, then after that, I left Hungary to Zim, and then from Zim, I'm now in SA. So, but the journey, everything was okay. Mm-hmm. But it's just that at the border, there were a lot of people, so yeah, it took some time. But I think only like 5 to 6 hours, but everything was okay.
Tinashe, once again, thank you so much for joining us again on the show. The last time we spoke, you were still in Ukraine. Thank God you're still alive. Thank God you're in a safe environment. I'm a little curious. Let's backtrack to when this whole thing it began. What exactly motivated you to want to go study in Ukraine in the first place?
Oh, as for me, I had a brother and a friend that were studying there, and everything seemed so well for them. Like, the one that motivated me to go to Ukraine right now is a doctor in the United States, and he also managed to work with the United Nations. Like, he's getting paid a lot. So because of that, I was like, there are opportunities in Ukraine, so I should definitely go there. And I had also links. It was good for me to go there. Because other countries like Cyprus, China, a lot of people are going there, but only a few people were talking about Ukraine, so I was like, let me go and see what's in Ukraine, and yeah.
And what was your evaluation of Ukraine up until the war broke out?
Everything was okay, like, where I was staying, there's no racism, and everything was just good, because my city is so quiet, and it actually managed to be in the top five of the most peaceful and quiet cities in Europe, so everything was good in that city, and the people are nice, our teachers are nice. Like, you know, my program is very difficult, but the teachers that we have that make it easy for us to understand. They understand us, they help us. They don't, you can't even notice that you're African in your day because just like they would just be treating you like a family. And so me, for me, everything was good. The only problem that I had is that to get an opportunity to work in Ukraine, like, you know, just get maybe some part-time job. That one is difficult because you need to know their language very well. You need to speak Ukraine like that good. And you need to be that good. And that's the only difficult part because, you know, you need some money to take care of yourself in case there's a family problem and all those. So that was the only difficult, but the rest, everything was good. Everything was okay.
Now, with that in mind, Tinashe, talk to us more about how this Ukraine crisis or the war between Ukraine and Russia has impacted your life as a young Zimbabwean who was studying in Ukraine and, of course, your studies.
So before this war, I had a lot of plans, like, concerning DC, and because of this war, like, changed everything, all those plans, like, everything is just being messed up because I can't do a lot of things this year, but this way has like delayed or stopped some of those plans or things that I was planning to do. So I've just been at a crossroad, you know, like I don't know which way to take. Other people are transferring, other people are saying this, but as for me, I'm at a crossroad. I don't even know, like, what am I supposed to do? And fortunately for us, for now, we've studied our classes, like online classes, but they're also having some problems to maintain like the schedule because, you know, you still remember about the sirens that I told you about?
Yes.
Yeah, so because of those sirens, our teachers will be forced to maybe cut the lesson because they are still in Ukraine. But we have resumed our classes, our online classes, and yeah, there's been some progress, but still, no one knows when this war will end. And if you watch the news, our president Vladimir Putin is not like quitting. It's not like he's going to stop anytime from now. And Ukraine is also not going to surrender. So this thing can take, you know, sometimes war can take years, months. No one knows.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm at a crossroad because I have to give my parents a feedback of like what I want to do. I want to continue my life and, you know, transferring, like being an undergraduate, transferring to other schools, very difficult because, so maybe for us it might be easy because of this war, but if you are like somewhere safe, they'll say, but it's for you, you're already in your country, everything is well for you. It's different from people that have just left Ukraine. So for me right now, it's that difficult to get an opportunity out there. And there's need for a lot of money because, you know, this thing caught us by surprise. It's not like people paying their money for anything because we have just finished paying our school fees and everything, and then this was started. So I'm at a crossroad and things are pretty tough.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from African students talking about the war in Ukraine and how it has affected their lives. Our time is up here. You just heard from African students. You heard from Tinashe Chamunorwa. I would also like to thank Danford Ngatsuore, who won in the March 26 by-elections. He was a candidate for the CCC. He is the new councillor of Ward 16, Harare West. Siyabonga ngempela Danford. Sithandubonga njalo uNigel Ndlovu, who was a polling agent in Makwekwe. He's a youth rights activist there. Sithandubonga Nigel Ndlovu. Thank you so much, Nigel, for taking time out to be with us. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, Tashuka Kumakumo, Chirongwa Chelucha Nasi, says Figile Mapitole No Shelo Lutru, Robasa Kulayo. At @MikeHove_ on Twitter and Instagram is my username. So if you're looking to chat with me, you can catch me there. I want to lewa namsham, Tarasa Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, Tashuka Kumakumo, Chirongwa Chelucha Nasi, Anokoneka Nemfaro, Dinuing MikeHove, Oliver Lisayo, Njabulo. Tagazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe. Let's meet same time, same place, right here on Studio 7, Live Talk, The Connection, with your boy Mike Hove. Mure Zimbabwe. Have a good night. That Sangane. Same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.